Welcome back to the America VCF podcast. This is number 3, and tonight it's going to be a good night. I've got my buddy Mike. He's going to be talking to us for a little bit, and we're just going to have a good time. We're going to chill out, relax, and you never know what we're going to talk about. So, yesterday we did one with Doug, and that went pretty good. So, today we've got Mike. He's going to be doing the artwork for the America VCF podcast and maybe potentially t-shirts and things of that nature. So we'll talk about that a little bit tonight and we'll go see what happens. Anyway, welcome to episode number 3 of the America VCF podcast. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the 3rd episode of the America VCF podcast. Tonight, have we got a show for you. Got my buddy Mike with me tonight.
Yes, sir.
He's going to be the guy who is going to help me out with some artwork for the podcast and maybe some t-shirts and whatnot. So I'll give you kind of a rundown on Mike. He's a really good guy, I know. Met him through TikTok as well and Snapchat. Got to know him over the past probably year or so now. And I'll let him... Take it away from here, Mike. It's all yours.
What's up, man?
Not much.
Why am I so nervous right now? I just need to. Okay.
Woozah, bro.
What's a goose robber?
Goose robber. There we go. In and out.
Oh, man. This is like yours and Doug's like episode was awesome.
Well, yeah, man, it's just us. Just picture us just sitting here chilling out like we normally do. Like I got
a message for Doug. Doug, daggummit. I'm not really mad at you, but I'm mad at you. Don't be talking trash about my show, Doug.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
I love you, Doug. I love you, and I love your food porn, but don't be talking trash about my show.
Oh, I so cannot wait for the two of y'all to get on this podcast together. Oh, my Lanta.
This is going to be great.
It is. And then we got Sir Absalot going to be in here with us. I can't wait for Sir Absalot to get here.
Sir Absalot, Patty Pat.
Yeah, good old Patty Cake Pat.
That's right.
That should be his stage name.
Mm-hmm. Big Daddy Patty Pat.
Yeah, exactly.
Big Daddy Pat. That's right.
Mm. So yesterday, Doug and I just kind of told everyone how we got to know each other. Mm-hmm. And I just let him have the reins. So what is it that you want to talk about?
Oh, Lord. So we met each other on the TikTok. And I'm pretty sure that me, you, and Doug, or me and Doug kind of followed you off this, one of the same videos. It was the one that y'all talked about last night when you were like, was it The Rock and Kevin Hart?
Yeah, where I called out Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Yes, that's where I first, because I was like, okay, I want to see this through. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm going to follow Hogan. Like,
unfortunately, it fell through. They never contacted me back.
I know.
It was a major letdown. And
I know.
Whatever, so.
We could have had a pizza party, bro.
I know, right? They could have come to Huntsville. They could have had some free pizza and a handshake and have all the girls going, oh, my God. But no.
It's a Milo's tea.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm drinking. You know, this episode is brought to you by Milo's tea because Milo's tea is the only tea for me.
It's also brought to you by Tiny's Customs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Your slogan should be Tiny's Customs. If you really want to bust them, get Tiny's Customs. Here we go.
that could be taken two different ways there, homie.
I know. It could,
but. Oh, man. Oh, golly. That's hilarious.
But you could be like the one-stop shop for everything. Hats, shirts.
I got to get something to make hats with. Well, I do shirts and decals and cups, but epoxy's been beating my tail because all I can afford is the cheap stuff.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes the cheap stuff's the good stuff.
Whatever. But anyway, I like
cheap beer. That's good.
Cheap beer. I don't know. I like my Michelob, man.
Yeah, that stuff's expensive and it tastes like piss water.
No. Y'all talking about Busch Light, Bud Light? No, that's piss water. Just Michelob Ultra.
Man, give me a Coors Light. I'm happy.
Oh, I drank some Coors now. But
yeah.
With all these light beers we be talking about.
But yeah, for those of y'all listening, like myself, Big Pat, and Doug, we all were in a Snapchat group together, and that's how our friendship kind of got as good as it is. Because
yep,
even off TikTok, we talk on the phone, we talk on Snapchat, and sometimes the stuff on Snapchat was even funnier than the stuff on TikTok.
Oh, for sure.
Like the day I did that that Australian guy.
Oh my god, you had us rolling, son.
I forgot about that.
Y'all were talking last night, and you're like, "What was the name of that group?" Our first group was called Bearded Bro Nation.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
that's what it was. Yeah. And we were only getting bearded guys just because, like, we were coming up with like a freaking, I don't know, like alliance with bearded people.
And then, and then we wanted to do Beard Bash.
Bearded Bro Bash. Yeah.
That turned out to be a nightmare.
Yeah, well, I kind of suggested, like, we got to bring some of the ladies because, like, a bunch of bearded dudes staying in a cabin in the woods and they call Bearded Bro Bash. Probably not.
As long as we all didn't show up in plaid and kilts, we were good.
Oh, I'm showing up in some flannel.
Oh, my God.
I got flannel on right now.
Oh. So, for those of y'all listening, Tiny is, or yeah, I call him Tiny because of his name there, and yeah, I'll let you fill him in on the Tiny stuff later or in a minute, but yeah, I don't remember. Wow, that thought just got derailed like a train wreck. You ever had that?
You were talking about me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Tiny is from the great state of South Carolina. Yeah. And he does some cooking. He does some gaming. He does a lot of things. He's a multitasker.
Yes, sir.
He's a man of many traits, but the master of nothing.
That's right. I'm also a musician.
Yeah,
I've been playing the bass guitar since I was about 11, so that's going on 20 years next month. Dadgummit. I've been playing guitar for, I only know a few chords. I just know enough where, like, if I'm playing bass, I can look where his hand's at, and I can just kind of tell what key he's in.
So what is a dag, and how do you gum it?
I don't know, but, you know, I reckon we can get her done. But...
Wow, I hadn't heard that phrase in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, I say get her done all the time. Like, I still keep it real, you know. Like, I say cotton picking, get her done. I reckon, like, brokering a dirt road rat. Like,
and my favorite one that you said lately was,
oh Lord,
crib midget.
I called Hogan a minute ago. I was like, hey, the crib midget's been dropped off.
I lost it. I was like, I've never heard that phrase before.
Yeah, I get a little sad when I drop her off because she's like, I want to stay with Dado because my kid calls me Dado. It's freaking cute. And then she's like, all right, I want to go with Josh. And I'm like, okay. So I have to tell her bye. And she drives way off into the sunset. And
and ladies, if y'all are listening out there, his daughter is a spitting image of him.
More like her mama.
Well, personality.
I make pretty babies.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, baby. There's one.
For now. For now. Yeah, for now, there's one. But eventually, there's going to be some Marvin Gaye going on, and then Mike's going to call me and be like, oh, guess what, bro? Got to have another one or two.
Lord. I got somebody I'm talking to right now. I don't know. We're gonna see where things go, but you know, taking it slow.
So last night Doug kind of told us like why he got on TikTok and all that. What got you on TikTok?
At first I was kind of like, Doug, I just really wasn't making anything. You know, because everybody was downloading, everybody and their mama kept sending me videos, like, of these funny videos, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'll just download it and watch some videos, kill some time, because, you know, you only really watch TikTok before while you're pooping, so, you know.
Yeah.
That's why you download TikTok. Don't, you know, all these little girls that are probably listening, they're probably like, ew, that's nasty. No, you know you pooping while TikTok. Anyway, off of that. And so finally, like, I just started making, like, goofy videos of me singing with a little Big Mouth filter. And, you know, I got more and more. And I was like, I really want to get to 1,000 followers. Not really because of clout. It's just because, like, I like talking to folks and I like meeting new folks. So, like, get to 1,000 followers, go live, meet new people. And because I'm such a big people person, man. Like,
yeah,
I got a big heart for the community. Like, I know I don't get to do as much as I want to. But, you know, I give anybody a shirt off my back. So,
and that's why we love you.
And that's why I got that's why I got 2,000 followers at one time, because I shirt my shirt off and I freaking showed my chi-chis, and, you know, it went crazy.
And so, all the women went, oh my God, look at this man hunk.
He's got crappy tattoos on his chest.
And I think it was because of you that Randall came along. Because
of the hat?
No, well, that too, but it was because you and everyone was always doing the filters on Snapchat, and then I found that one, and then when I found that one filter, that, like, the Big Mouth filter, I was like, that looks like a redneck that's slightly deformed, and I was like,
this slightly deformed.
It does! Big Mouth, little head, you know, like, I was like, thinking to myself, I wonder what Randall or what that voice would sound like coming out of that face. And then I got to talking and I got to thinking. And then the next thing you know, I just came out with a Randall, because I was like,
that's right.
It just sounds like this. Wait, <huh? laughs> what?
I cannot do voices. I swear. I try. And I just was like, I get looks and I'm just like, okay, I'll shut up.
But yeah, and then you sent me the hat and it completed the ensemble. So
my little butt, that broke clip hat.
I still got it.
You can't even close it on the bottom because it's missing like a little tooth thing, like a little clip.
And see, like, that's what was so funny about our Snapchat group is, like, every now and then, like, I would try to be like a positive guy in the morning and post some, like, random, like, positive video for everybody. Yep. And then, like, then out of the blue, it'd be like, hey guys, it's Randall. How you doing? Yep.
I remember them days. I remember them days when you were doing the trash pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I don't miss that.
Yeah. I mean, I did that where I just went and pulled cans for like a couple of days. And that junk was not for me, because they just, you know, they made me get out the truck and walk 5 miles around the neighborhood pulling cans out of yards with pit bulls chasing me all over the place. And so I was just like, I'm like 6'3", about 350 pounds. I ain't running from nothing. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to chuck that can at something.
Yep.
But after getting rained on and bit by ants and just like almost get my leg tore off by a dang dog, like, I'm like, nah, this ain't for me, homie.
What? I did it for 6 years and it wasn't that bad. I tell you what, I found some pretty cool stuff in the trash.
Yeah.
People threw away cool stuff. Like, I found an iPad somebody threw away. It still worked. It had service for like 6 months.
Dang, son.
Yeah.
Somebody's mama got mad at a kid probably for paying for some stuff and chucked it out.
No. Actually, what happened was we dumped a can and I looked down and I saw a case. And I said, is that an iPad case? And I picked it up, and the iPad was still in it. Oh. And I was like, hot ticket of darn, look at this. So I picked it up, threw the case away, because the case was trash.
Yeah.
So I put it in the truck and plugged it up, and it started working. And I was like, no way. So I spent the better part of like 3 days trying to guess the password. Never could. And so I saw the email address, and so I emailed the person, and I said, hey, I think I found your iPad. I don't know if you lost it, but I worked for the sanitation department, and they were like, no, what had happened was our daughter hid it, and they got a new one through, I guess, through the replacement thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found it, and they were like, we'll just take it off our account, and you can have it. Merry Christmas. And I was like, oh, man, no way. And so I had it for like 6 months, and for 6 months, it didn't have a service plan on it, but it was still getting service. Because yeah. I even took it to Verizon. I was like, does this have a plan attached to it? And they're like, no. And I said, but it still works. And the guy goes, okay. And I was like, okay. So I left. And then, yeah, okay, then. So nobody was paying for it for 6 months. And then finally it quit. And then I added it to my, I paid a service fee of like $20 on it. And I just added to my plan. And then eventually I was like, I just want to get me a new iPad. So I upgraded it. And then the one I got now, I cracked the screen on it after like...
Oh, of course you did.
Of course I did. It's brand new. Why not? So, and then after that, I was like, screw this. I ain't messing with it. It's been sitting on my counter for a few months now. I turn it on every once in a while, but I'm just like, I don't even use it. So here in a couple months, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm just going to take it off my...
I'll get it fixed. I take it.
Well, once I drop it on my plane, I'll send it to you.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So I haven't really thought anymore about the TikTok meetup that I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there was somebody that commented on my video talking about they were planning one like the weekend before Thanksgiving or the weekend after. And I messaged them. I was like, hey, I messaged them on the comment. I said, hey, if you need any help planning it, shoot me a message. You know, like, it was like an older lady.
Yeah.
And she was like, she messaged me. She was like, hey, this is how you can get in touch with me. If you need any help, just like, let me know. And I was like, well, that's why I'm coming to you. Cause you know, you're planning it already. So I didn't argue with her. So I ain't messaging her back yet, but I think it would be so fun. Like an event day, like where you have like people donate stuff, like to blow up houses for the kids, and like we could bring some grills out there, have some food and some music, and
like, so why not like ask some of the businesses in the community, just be like get with this lady. Is she near you?
I think so, but I think she's more towards like Myrtle Beach, but which is like 3.5 hours away. But I'm not 100%, but there is a lot of people who commented and said they're like within an hour from me. And so like, I know those people, if I say, hey, we're having it in Lawrence County.
Yeah.
That's where we would have it at, would be Lawrence County. And those people can come from all over the state. Cause there's a bunch of good places in Lawrence County to have event days.
So what I would do is I would go to some of these like businesses around you, like you talk about when you're like a bouncy house or whatever.
Yeah.
I would go to some of these places around you and just be like, hey, I got a decent following on TikTok, thinking about maybe doing a meetup. Would you guys want to donate or whatever? We'll plug your business. We'll work with you and blah, blah, blah. And just see if somebody want to participate in it, you know? So that way they're donating to a cause, but they're getting something out of it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I don't know what I'm going to be donating to right now. So like, I have to, you know, figure all that out too, like to get, you know, people. Because I mean, like I said before, like I would charge, like, hey, if you want to come in, like $5 at the door.
Yeah.
And you get like all the food you can eat. Or you could just like, okay, well, we're going to charge for everything. So
yeah,
it's really, or we could set it up like a fair where you go in and you buy tickets.
Yeah.
And you just give it, you know, like you want more tickets, go buy more tickets to play more games and stuff. Like,
I was going to say, I still think it'd be pretty cool if I come up there and get to be the MC. Oh, my goodness.
We're talking about if. We're going to plan it when you can come up here.
Yeah, I'll be like, all right, guys, Merca, fish, yeah.
That's right.
That's the first thing I'm going to yell.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I'm excited to get that logo, like, cleaned up that I've been making, y'all. Like, yeah. It looks awesome. Like,
yeah. So. I'm hoping that America Fish Yeah becomes like a staple here in the States eventually. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
If somebody got the America Fish Yeah podcast tattoo on them somewhere, I'd freak out. I'd be like, oh my God.
It's gonna be you.
Knowing me, yes, it would be.
It's gonna be you. It's gonna be the little fish with the microphone. Is it?
Yep. Like,
yeah,
and someone's gonna be like, "What's that?" And be like, "It's my podcast."
Yeah, that's weird. Oh man, so I know I mentioned earlier. I think I'm gonna start a Tiny's Customs TikTok page, just to kind of like anything I make, I can post a video on there. You know, I don't really want to do, like, come out as like, hey, buy from me, because I just like screams like, oh, I'm gonna get away because like he's trying to charge me for something. Like,
yeah,
I can just be like, hey, this is what I do. If you would like to, you know, like, this is how you contact me, or you can just message me on here and we can get together and I can make you something and send it to you.
Yeah.
But I like to show off my work, man, because I feel like I do pretty decent.
And for those of you listening, his TikTok name is Mike Crow 2292.
That's right.
So just look up Mike Crow 2292. Follow him. Let him know that you heard him here on the America Fish Yeah podcast.
Yep.
And we're gonna rock it and roll it. And it is going to be epic.
Yes, sir. So I set the Q&A up on my page finally because I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know. I still don't understand how, and I'm appreciative and I'm thankful. I still don't understand how I went from 10,000 followers to 12.3 in a week. Like, I don't know I posted to like pique somebody's interest, because it ain't nothing out of the ordinary. I just started answering questions and people came out of left field. So like,
well, the more I've noticed with the algorithm on TikTok, the more like if you do like a lot more interaction with your fans.
Oh, I do a lot of that.
Like, the more you interact with people, the more your content gets out, the more people are seeing you.
Right.
And the more people are like, oh my God, look at this guy. He is awesome. Let me hit the follow button.
Yep. And to y'all who's listening, I need some more guys on my page because I'm pretty sure it's 90% women. Not that I'm complaining. I'm just, we can't have all women show up to these events because it'd be weird. Like, I don't need all these, like, that ain't gonna come now. But
Mike's over there already getting flustered thinking about it.
I'm getting nervous. So,
I know. I can see right now. You don't know what you do with your hands.
No, I literally don't. I had it on my forehead, like, scratching it right now. Like,
I know. I know already.
like y'all can come out. There could be not a dude in sight. We can have a good time. But like, if you're married, if you got a boyfriend, if you just need a boyfriend for the day, bring him. I ain't telling you go snatch up a youngin or anything, but bring somebody's youngin.
Is it bad? I already knew what you were doing without even seeing you.
Yeah, I was scratching my forehead. And I was like, yeah, over my knee. Like,
yeah, I knew. I can just sense it right now. I sense the I don't know what to do with my hands coming through.
I know. I'm pretty sure I didn't turn my head around like 5 times since I've been talking to you.
That just comes from me knowing you, Mike.
That's right. That's right.
Oh
man!
I hope other people are getting as much enjoyment out of this right now as I am.
I'm having a good time. They're probably like these fools. Like,
yeah, like what am I listening to right now?
Lord! Oh, I got another message for Doug. Dougie Doug.
What's that?
Dougie Doug. Let's get serious for a minute.
Okay.
I like my iPhone. Dadgummit. I never once, like, look, I went to Metro PCS like one time, and I'm pretty sure I just gave my phone away to my cousin, who still has this phone, I'm pretty sure. Like, I hated Metro PCS. I hate an Android. I don't know what it is. It's just life is easier for me with an iPhone.
Well, I mean, like, there are people that like Android better. I get it. And for me and you, iPhones are a little easier. But there are some people, you give them an iPhone and it's like handing like a quantum physics book to a 2-year-old.
Oh, my cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, son. Speaking of cousins, I got to be in a wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
And my cousin Brooks is getting married, like, but we call him Boogie.
All right, then.
Good old Boogie. But like, nobody planned for this man to do anything on his wedding, like the night before his wedding, because they were supposed to plan. And I was thinking maybe we go out, grab a drink, we go play, you go do some stuff. But no, I just said, you know what, y'all come to the house, we'll do it old school, we'll eat some pizzas, play some video games, and it, you know, it go from there. Well, I had sent my cousin two of my cousins is in the wedding. I sent both of them a message. I was like, hey, are we doing anything for Brooks? Like, for the wedding. I mean, you know, after the wedding rehearsal, you know, for like a little bachelor party, I was like, because we're not the crazy kind to like go out, have strippers. And I mean, it'd be fun, but like, that's not really how we do things. You know, we just want to get together, cook some stuff and stuff our face and play some video games. We're pretty simple. Like, we're going to go outside and burn some stuff. Like, but my cousin Ethan messaged me back and he was like, chest, he sent me a voice message. He's like, I got to get something off my chest. He said, it's been burning me up for a long time. I said, what's that? He said, you know, good idea. Like, you should come to your house. I thought he was about to drop something serious on me. But he is also an upcoming, like, rapper slash beat. He makes his own beats and produces stuff.
Is that the one that you were on his, or you were down his house and I saw you live with?
No. That you talking? No. I ain't ever been live with my cousin Ethan. Okay. But on Facebook, his name is Flowchart, and if you listen to him, you know why they call him Flowchart. This fool is just like fast as heck, and he's like, he straight flows, and I mean, he's speaking some truth when he be talking. I mean, when he be rapping.
Flowchart, that sounds like something you get at the hospital.
I don't know, but like he earned that title because he be flowing all the time. Man, keep up with doing what you're doing. Don't worry about it later. But
man, what baffles me is like whenever Big Pat goes live, and like how fast that he can just read the comments and put whatever somebody says into a good, like a good rhyme or whatever. Every time I'm just like, I couldn't do that. My brain don't work that fast.
Oh, how he's like, hey, throw up a couple words and like he's gonna rap them as they go. I couldn't do that.
Me neither.
Yep.
I just straight up freestyle. I goof around with it a little bit, but yeah. if you start giving me words, you throw my flow off. My brain just starts shutting down. Like,
like I can't rap to save my life. I can sing you a country song, a gospel song, and make it sound decent. You get me to rap now. Now I like old school rap. I like Biggie and I like NWA.
Oh,
and like
Biggie Smalls. That era. Yes.
And there's some of this new stuff I like, but I listen to country, man. That's where my stuff is.
Did you ever listen to Biz Markie?
Yeah, I got one. You got what I need.
You got what I need. Yeah, that.
Do you know they said he like died recently?
He did. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. What's really funny is like people. I ask people, I'm like, you ever heard of Biz Markie? And they're like, no. And I'm like, you ever seen Men in Black 2? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, the alien in the post office, that's Biz Markie. And they're like, oh, he's a rapper? And I was like, oh, my God.
How do you not know, like, the name itself, like, oh, okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, I listen to, like, I grew up, like, the first things – I started playing on like bass guitar. I'm pretty sure one of the first songs I learned was Hold On Lucy by 38 Special because I love 70s, 80s, and 90s music. I love 80s ballad music. Like, golly, man, like freaking Foreigner and Firehouse and
Sticks.
All yeah. Of them.
Man, I always get Sticks and I think it's Sticks and Foreigner. I always get them really confused because they sound very similar to me.
Yeah, they do. Like some good old CCR, man.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, you can't beat them.
No.
Did I tell you about the time when I was like 13 and got to play on stage with the Marshall Tucker Band?
No, I met them.
That's awesome. I did too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We both met the Marshall Tucker Band. That's pretty awesome.
I was like 13, and I was working concessions, but like the. For some reason, like nobody, I guess they called for drinks and nobody grabbed them. So I just grabbed a tray and walked down to freaking Presbyterian College Stadium, walked on out on the field and took them their beer and tea and whatever else they had on the It could have all been beer, but like I'm pretty sure I saw a glass of sweet tea. I don't know. It could have just been a different kind of beer. But,
it could have been a Long Island sweet tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I walked out there and I was just talking to the bass player and I was like, hey man, that's a cool bass. You know, I've been playing for like, you know, so many years now. He was like, well, come show me what you got. And I'm like, now this is still practice. I didn't like there was like there were still like 1,200-1,300 people in the stands. Like,
yeah.
I got up there. He's like, what song do you know? I said, the only one I really know right now, because I just really started playing, like, is Can't You See? And they're like, all right, boys, crank it up. And I was like, oh, my God. I don't know if I'm going to faint.
That's a good song right there.
I love that song. And I killed it, dude. I was up there, and I added some extra stuff into it. And they're like, dude, you're good. And I was like, yeah, you know.
I met them when I was doing security. Because there's a thing down here in Huntsville called Rock the South, mm-hmm. I think it is. And they had a bunch of bands come down to, like, Coleman, Alabama. And I guess it got canceled because of weather or whatever. So they all came to the hotel where I was at. And I met the Marshall Tucker Band and the Gin Blossoms.
You probably gonna kill me, but I've never heard of those.
Oh, you need to look up the Gin Blossoms. They got some really good music.
I have too.
Yeah, they're from like the '90s. They're kind of like alternative stuff.
Right.
But I hadn't heard the name in a while. And I actually told the lead singer of the Gin Blossoms that he couldn't smoke in the stairwell. And you should have seen the look I got from him.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, because like I was in charge and he had to do what I say. And I was walking up the stairwell. He's smoking a cigarette. And I said, "Can't smoke in here." And he goes, "Huh?" And I said, "Can't smoke in here." And he goes, "You know who I am?" I said, "I don't care. Can't smoke in here." Put the cigarette out, gave me a nasty look, and walked away. And I didn't realize who it was until a little while later. My buddy, he comes up. And he goes, you know who that guy is right there? And I was like, no. He goes, that's the lead singer for the Gin Blossoms. And I was like,
And he goes, I hate my life.
and then he goes, I just smoked weed with him out of an apple. And I was like, you what? I was like, don't tell me this. Don't tell me this stuff. I just walked away. I walked away because I was like, y'all are too much tonight.
Yep. You ever heard of I don't know how much Christian music you listen to or if you listen to any, like there's a singer, she's in the new movie, God's Not Dead. It's like the fourth one. And, which is freaking fantastic. If you haven't seen God's Not Dead 4, it's awesome. It's like, it's got some political stuff in it.
Yeah.
And it is like pretty much like stand your ground against American. It's awesome. Anyway, that's just like a dumbed down version of it. Yeah. Anyway, there's a Christian artist called, her name's Francesca Battistelli.
Yeah.
And I seen her at Winter Jam when I was a teenager. And it was like her and Hawk Nelson and like Family Force 5 and like the Newsboys and stuff like that. And I walked past her little booth and she was like walking across the little hallway and she was like, I said, hey, do you need help carrying that box? I said, you know, thank you. Like, and I carried it to her little booth and I sat it down. And when I did it, like, we made like eye contact, you know, we had a little moment.
Yeah.
And I was like, this girl, I don't know how old she is, but like, she looked at me right in the face. She said, you are cute. And I was like, I'm sitting here saying,
okay.
I just kind of like threw my arm a little bit. I was like, yeah. Like, I was like, such an idiot.
Your brain literally just shut off.
My brain went to mush because somebody famous just told me I was cute, daggum.
And like the words were trying to come out of thank you, but all you get out was
yeah. She looked at me. She was like, you want me to sign your jersey? Because I was wearing a Clemson jersey. It was the only thing I had on for her to sign. I was like, yeah, sure. I'm over here like, put your phone number on it too, girl. But
we'll see. Like speaking of meeting random meeting famous people randomly, like the other night when I was out doing karaoke, I was excited because Alabama was losing, and I mean, like, I'm an Auburn fan, so
yeah,
I was excited that Alabama was losing. And the bartender looks over at a friend of hers and she goes, "You know who that guy is?" And I was like, what's she talking about? And she's like, that's Murr from Practical Jokers. And I look over and he's standing like 5 feet from me. I had no clue. And I was like, oh my goodness. And there was only like maybe 10, maybe 12 or 15 people in the bar. So I walked up to him and I was like, what brings you to Huntsville? And he goes, oh, I'm doing a comedy show. I was like, oh, okay. Can I get a picture with you? He goes, sure. And then I sang a song and he sang right behind me. So I was like, dude, this guy's freaking cool. He was legit. Like straight up one of the coolest guys I ever met.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I was a little jealous when I saw those pictures of you and him. I was like, freaking A, man.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm from New Hope. You know, like New Hope has like a population of like maybe a couple thousand, and then I'm in a dive bar in the middle of Huntsville that like not many people know about, and then next thing you know, Murr's there. Like, what the actual crap?
Like, who? Like, what's he doing here?
Yeah,
like, is you lost?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, that was my thought. Like, does this guy know where he is? Is he asking for directions?
Yeah, that's crazy. See, I had almost got to meet Zach Brown.
Oh.
But what it was, is like, he's from Georgia.
Yeah.
And I think he's from, like, the area I'm sitting at right now, which I'm in Macon, Georgia right this second. If I'm not mistaken, either, I don't know, he's from Georgia. Anyway, we were coming home from South Carolina one day and got home to a little town called Pelham, Georgia. It's like, it's probably 45 minutes from the Florida line. It's down in Georgia. It's southwest Georgia. And we pull up near the house, and where this little area was, there was a huge bus sitting there. And what it is like the inside of this building, it was a little big building. It was like a gym. But on the outside, it had like vacuums and stuff where you can clean your car out. It was like the weirdest thing. And so I saw the big bus sitting there. As we passed by, and when you pass by, you cut back on this little road between the trees and the other road, and we were like the second house on the left. And so when I seen Zach, I seen him, like, me and him made eye contact as we rode by.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, mom, and I know that man needs to chest in that bus when I saw him walk around that thing. And I was like, mom, because mama's in the truck with me. And I was like, mama, there's Zach Brown. She's like, I don't care who it is. I don't feel good. I want to go home. So I parked the truck, left her in there, and booked it through the trees, right? I got across some trees, and the bus was gone. I was like, I do not like you right now, mama. Like, I was like, I don't feel good. I got a headache. I'm like,
See, when it comes to celebrities, I've met a handful of them.
Right.
And I never got starstruck. Like, I don't get starstruck.
Yeah,
like,
me
like,
neither.
Like, when I met Murr, I was just like, oh, cool. Can I get a picture with you? And then I got a picture, and I went back to what I was doing.
Right.
But, like, I've met Trace Adkins. I've met Dane Cook. He is not funny.
He's not funny in real life?
No. Because I met him when I was in Iraq. He came over and did a thing for the USO. And he brought two people with him. And the two people that were with him were funnier than he was.
Right.
But Trace Adkins was pretty cool. I didn't really get to say much to him because it was kind of like a huge there was a lot of people there.
So is the deep voice real? Is it just for show?
No, that's his real – and he's tall. He is freaking – I came up to, like, his belly button.
Look, I'm just saying, I'd be gay for 5 minutes. I'm just
I would
not really, but
I mean, I was over there just like, oh my god, because I stood next to him and I was like, he's actually huge. He's freaking ginormous.
Yeah, man.
And then also while I was over there, WWE came.
Oh,
and I met some of the wrestlers, and I'm not actually met them, but I mean, I saw some of the wrestlers and some of them I never heard of, and I saw Vince McMahon.
Oh, that's awesome.
When I saw Vince McMahon, I was like, he's short.
That's what they say. He's pretty short.
Yeah. I was like, he looks so tall on TV. And I was like, that man is. And then I got to hug Kelly Kelly on live TV.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was a highlight there. And like I said, and then randomly I met Bob Vila when I worked at a
freaking Bob Vila.
I know, right?
I forgot about him.
I was working at a tree stand plant. Yeah, I did too, because I was working at a tree stand plant. And I went. It was like a Friday or something like that, and everyone's all like, "Oh, feel your P's and Q's, man. They're walking around today." It's like, huh? They're like, "Man, they're doing a tour. Just be cool, be calm, you know." And so these couple little tours come by, and there was a guy in one of these groups that had like an entourage with him. And I just glanced over and I was like, I recognize him, but I don't know who he is. And I was 6 feet from him. And after he left, my buddy goes, "You know who that was, don't you?" And I was like, "No clue." And he goes, "That was Bob Vila." I was like, "I thought he was dead."
Yeah. So like, nah, obviously he's not.
I was like, I didn't get to say anything to him, but I mean, like, I saw him. Right. I was like, I didn't recognize him, but I did.
Yeah. See, I meet a lot of people when I was a teenager. There's some of the, you talked about the WWE. There's some of the wrestlers, like the old school wrestlers.
Yeah.
They went around doing like some ministry work. So they would set up a ring and like have like local fighters, wrestlers wrestling in the ring. Then they would like bring a message or whatever. I got to meet Nikita Koloff.
Ooh.
Lex Luger.
Oh.
And there was, I think the dude's name's like Thunderbolt Jackson. So he's a big old black guy. Like,
yeah.
Or Thunder, Lightning Bolt, I don't freaking know. He's an old guy. And I like just got to sit there and talk with them for like 30 minutes. And we just talked about everything. He talked about how he led Sting to Christ. And it was awesome. And then he talked about that. And so I got to like hang out with them. Got to fight in the ring a little bit. Got chokeslam a couple people.
I can see you being a professional wrestler.
I would. I so would. But I fly off the top rope. Like, it's going to be like Big Show. We're going through the ring. Like,
yeah. What would your wrestling name be?
I don't know. It couldn't be Tiny. Like, that's not intimidating at all. Like,
in this corner, we have Tiny.
Yeah. Like,
and everyone going, "Woo! Wait, what?"
Yep.
I see. And you thought this episode was gonna be boring.
Yeah. Got me in there like in the big show outfit with like the one strap with like a nip hanging out.
Yeah. and like you put a wig on like the Undertaker.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Man.
Good times.
Oh. Yeah. Oh man.
But there was like one more person that I've met. I know we probably talked about this for a while, but like there's one more person I met. I don't know if you've seen like the movies like Courageous and like Facing the Giants. There was one. Anyway, it's like Christian movies. And the guys from Albany, Georgia who directs them, I think his name's like Alex Kendrick or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, we were in Albany one day. We went to the fun park and I was just sitting there playing skee ball, whatever you call it. I was just rolling the little ball up, trying to get my little high score, and I sat there and played that most of the time. Well, I hear some commotion in the background. I turned around, and I was like, okay, somebody's, like, here. Like, yeah. I don't know who it is. Well, some of the people I was with was, like, freaking out, like, oh, my God, like, let me get a picture. And I really didn't pay attention because I'm just like, I ain't trying to lose my time on my game. Like,
yeah.
I got to roll these balls up here before my time runs out. Well, all of a sudden, he, like, walks up with him and his daughter, and I turned, and I was like, hey, what's up, dude? And, like, he was like, oh, nothing. I'm just trying to get away from the crowd. My daughter, I was like, look, you can play right there. I'm going to leave you alone. And we just sat there and talked for a minute, talked about the new movies he was coming out with. And it was cool. And I told him at the end, I was like, look, if you ever make another football movie, I could be an extra.
Yeah.
He laughed. He's like, I keep you in mind.
Well, see, what's really funny is, speaking of, like, famous people, Tim McGraw, he was actually supposed to buy a house out where I lived over in Hartsville. Him and Faith Hill were supposed to buy a summer house. That was the rumor, that him and Faith Hill were supposed to buy a summer house about a mile or two from where I lived. I'm glad they didn't, because, like, everyone was losing their brain. Like, at school, it was, oh my God, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw are going to move here. We're going to get to teach their children. Oh my! And it's like, and then like someone was like, oh, I saw their van or I saw their truck at Walmart. They were out here scoping out everything, and I'm just like, chill out, people. They're
just people like us,
exactly. Man. And because like they're like, oh yeah, they're gonna, because there's a family over in Hartsville that called the Woodwards, and they have a lot of real estate that they bought, and that's how they got all their money is like building subdivisions, and the subdivisions that they build, they're like $1 million homes, and the property that they were going to look at buying was the Woodward Mansion, which was massive, and I don't think the deal went through. They never bought it, but I was just like, thank goodness they didn't, because I mean, then Hartsville would become a tourist trap, and I'm like, I don't like, you know, like that's why I like living out here in New Hope, because ain't nothing goes on out here.
Son, in Mountville, we got 2 churches and a post office. They ain't even a darn stoplight. It is like you drive through and you go.
Like, that's my kind of town right there.
I can't remember if there's 305 people or 105 people, but when my daughter's there, it's either 360 or 400. Yeah. I can't remember which one. But it's funny you said Woodward, because like one of my whole sides of the family, they're actually Woodards instead of Woodwards. Woodard.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny that you said that. It just made me think about it. But
that's crazy. Yeah. Because everyone always says Woodard. And I'm like, no, it's Woodward.
Yeah. Yep.
And like, apparently that family was like really, really wealthy. And the daughter went to Hartsville High School. And from what I heard, she never wore the same clothes twice.
Dang.
Yeah. But I was like, well, they're doing good for themselves. Great. You know, I don't want all that fame and wealth.
You're like debating if I still got the same underwear as yesterday on. Like,
exactly. Like
turn them joggers inside out. So like
smell test. All right. They're still clean.
Yeah. They're still good. Spray some cologne in there. You'd be all right. Like,
I'm over here living on an acre and a half of property. Like, yeah, I'm happy with what I got. I couldn't imagine being a millionaire or something like that. I couldn't imagine having having a ginormous house.
I still wouldn't. I'd be a millionaire and still live on an acre or two of land with a decent house and just live and do what the heck I wanted to do without having to, like, I don't know. I wouldn't just like flaunt my money. I don't think, like, I'd invest it and I'd like help family out. Like, I'd, you know, I'd do stuff like, but
well, like, if for some reason I became like a really wealthy person, I would probably, I mean, like, not flaunt my money, but I would spend some. Like, I would buy like probably 1,000 acres somewhere in the middle of like nowhere, and I would have a helipad. And that would be the only way to get in and out of my property. I'd put up a fence around it, and I'd build me like about a 1,600 or 1,800 square foot house, and I'd have like maybe an acre or two around my house where it's cleared off for like mowing and stuff, and then I'd build a little guest house for somebody to come up and visit. But like all my supplies, like groceries and stuff, I'd have it helicoptered in. And then I would never leave. And then, like, I would just live a life of sanctuary away from everything.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I've always wanted to learn how to fly, like, a helicopter or something like that. But I think it would be fun to learn stuff like that. I don't even know where to start, you know, like.
Well, see, that's why I didn't join the, like, Marines or Air Force. Right. Or Navy. Because I got no problem flying. I got no problem with it.
Well, I ain't trying to get shot down.
I just prefer to have my feet on the ground, because, like in the Air Force, if a plane breaks, you fall.
Yeah.
And in the Navy, if a boat breaks, you're stuck.
Yep.
And like in the Marines, you never know what you're going to be on, and I just prefer to, you know, like if my truck breaks, walk. So
yeah,
that's why like Army's a good choice.
Yeah, my cousin Josh is about to go to basic training, and on November, I think 17th or something like that.
What branch?
Army.
Sweet. Good choice.
Yeah, he's excited about it. He was actually at the house today when I left, but he was leaving when I left. But
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, just like yesterday. Can you believe it's almost been an hour?
Yeah, it's been almost 49 minutes.
Yeah, holy crapazoids, right?
I know, man.
So, you know what would be, like, absolutely amazing?
What's that?
Is if this podcast reaches enough people that people not just get to know me, but get to know, like, you, Doug, mm-hmm. Big Pat, and, like, and all the people that I have come on here, mm-hmm. and then, you know, and we just become, like friends with everybody. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've had a good time. We talked about a bunch of random stuff.
Like always.
That's right. I mean, if y'all want to know any more, y'all know how to find me. Just ask. I don't mind answering anything. Like, just follow me on TikTok.
And if you're listening and you want to be on the podcast, you can email me at HoganMartin20@gmail.com. That's again, right. HoganMartin20@gmail.com. And we'll see about getting you on here and letting you talk about whatever you want, because this is where we just talk about nothing.
That's right. Let's talk about not a thing.
Not a thing. See, but, now you're not as nervous, are you?
Nah. I was at more like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. You know, because that's why I told you before. I was like, bro, you better hand me some questions. I'm going to be so scatterbrained. Pretty sure I done rubbed all the hair off my knee over here. Like,
So, like, what do you want to do with your TikTok? What is your goals for what you want to do with it?
This is kind of like have a good place for somebody to come to. Like, I don't cuss on my page. Like, just spread positivity that people need to talk. Like, they know I'm there. You know, I know I get a lot of attention from, you know, the women's side.
Yeah.
Just because, like, or whatever. But I honestly quit posting the thirst traps. And I think I got, like, one left that I haven't deleted. And it's just, like, a transition one that really wasn't even a thirst trap.
Yeah.
But I honestly, like, it's super nice to get, you know, people liking my videos and commenting, and I could talk to them. And, you know, like,
yeah.
But my whole thing is to spread as much positivity as I can, or just have a video where people come and just laugh, or even if they're having a bad day, like, that's what it's about for me, you know, just me acting stupid or, like, me saying some funny stuff just so somebody can smile, you know. You never know.
You don't know what someone's going through. Like, right. You never know. Someone might be listening to this podcast right now and in a better mood now. But, yeah, I might get back on TikTok later after I get a new phone and right. stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to upgrade to that 13 Pro Max for too long.
Yeah, I'm going to go Friday when I get paid and see about it. Because all I got to pay is like $100.
Yeah. See, I think I'm at the point where I could just trade my phone in, and I think I just had to pay an activation fee, but I'm not 100%. Like, I haven't been up there, so.
Yeah.
But one of my other – I know you talked about earlier, like, what do you want to do? Like, one of my other goals in life is I love to cook. Like, I'm nowhere near as good as Doug, Mr. Color, you know, Cordon Bleu or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy for him and proud of him for doing what he did. But I want to own – even if it's just a truck and trailer with a grill on it, like, I want to own my own, like, food truck or something where I can – for the whole purpose of, like, somebody's house burnt down, you want to go –
yeah,
just feed and clothe the needy. I wouldn't say, I mean, you, it's kind of hard with, and this is going to sound really bad, but I don't mean it any kind of way. Like, it's kind of harder with the homeless people.
Yeah.
Than it is the needy people who's, like, lost everything due to a fire, or, like, they need some clothes for the babies because, like, they can't afford it.
Right.
I'll help anybody I can because, like, I'd love to get it where I can get in contact with some people, like, that has mobile showers and maybe like a mobile barber shop, and you could just follow each other around and, like, hit the homeless community, you know, homeless, like, areas, and then that way they can get, because from what I hear, like, the main part of what homeless people need is socks. and toothbrush and toothpaste and food. Like, I get that.
Well, like, what you could do is get, like, if you're wanting to help, like, the less fortunate or the homeless or people who have lost, what you could do is probably get with the American Red Cross in your town or in your area and just give them your contact info and then maybe say, hey, if somebody's lost a house due to a fire or whatever, here's my number. I'll cook food for them or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
And then so that way you can be on that end. And then also you can go check with like your local missions in town, like the homeless missions or whatever. And like maybe once a week go volunteer at a soup kitchen or maybe like once a week or once a whatever, you can go hit up some of these discount stores. I don't know if y'all have a bunch of those there. Okay, so like go to a discount store and get some clothes, some personal hygiene stuff, make bags and just like not, and you ain't gonna spend a lot. I mean, like you can go spend $20 and get like X amount of this, X amount of that, and then build just some little bags. And so if you're driving around and you see someone who's in need of some clothes, you can be like, hey, what size do you wear? And have them all mixed up and be like, all right, you need extra large pants and extra large or large shirt. All right, here you go. Right. And then throw a bag at them that's got, well, not throw it, but hand a bag, hand a bag to them. It's got some shirt, underwear, personal hygiene stuff, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's kind of what, like, I guess my main goal is to like have a food truck or a grill or something and have, you know, in the long run, because the stuff that, you know, you kind of suggesting is like, that's where I would start, I think.
Yeah.
But I'd like in the long run to have, you know, like in contact with like, hey, you know, I'm hitting this area today. I'm cooking food. Like, you know, if y'all got some clothes to donate, go ahead and bring them up. I got a lot with me. And like, y'all bring the mobile showers up. Like, if you got somebody that can donate some time to cut some hair and shave some beards, like we could do this thing and just meet in an area. Yeah. But you also got to be careful when you do that, because a lot of people are dangerous, you know, and they want to try to take advantage. And so like, it'd be a whole process of like trying to be safe in the area that you choose.
Yeah.
But that's why I said where my heart's with the community, because like I see these people and I want to help, but I don't have anything myself to give, honestly. Like, yeah, I'm driving a, you know, my dad's nice car right this second, but like, I don't really have a car for myself. You know, I mean, I do, but it's not mine, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, I give whatever I can, man. I can't tell you how many times when I was working, like, I just see a guy, like, even the guys like panhandling, like they got money in their pockets from all day standing there. But like, I just give the dude my lunch in a bag, because whether or not he needs it, like it makes me feel better for like knowing that I gave somebody like a meal. I know it's not about me, but like, you know, like it's a good deed.
Like, you know what I got to say to that?
What's that?
America, fish. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. But yeah, I know I'm rambling about it, but like that's what I want to do one day, is just be able to just help folks.
No, this is a place where you can ramble about it, so that way other people can hear what you're trying to do. Maybe someone listening can help you.
Yeah.
Maybe someone listening right now will be like, "Hey, I can help you out with this, or I can point you the right direction."
Mm-hmm. Yep. My next project is getting machines and stuff where I can print the vinyl out and then cut it and be able to like wrap cars and race cars
or
trailers. Like as far as like Tiny's Customs go, that's going to be like my next step, is raising money. So
here's a crazy idea. Once people start ordering t-shirts from you, and ordering vinyl or whatever from you, what you could do is you could bring it up and be like, okay, here's my mission statement. I want to help blank, you know, and your total right now is X amount of dollars. Would you like to donate blank, or would you like to donate to the
help like round it up to the
next. And so that way if somebody says sure I'll round it up or I'll donate $5 or $10, you can just set that money into a side account.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, $5-$10 here, $5-$10 there, 22 cents here. Next thing you know, guess what you got? You got enough money to buy you a trailer.
Yeah.
A food trailer.
Yep, I agree. I need that. I think that's when I set my TikTok up. I'm gonna put like something that maybe like has a link to like because you can't put all that in the bio. Like,
no.
But you could do that little link tree thing, and you can make it go to something.
Yeah.
So.
See, this is a good thing. Aren't you glad you came on this episode? I sure as heck am.
I know, man. But like, yeah, I'm at the point now where like I'm kind of behind on some child support, and I'm over here debating OnlyFans. Like, just
oh no,
I'm over here like bow bow bow.
Well, I absolutely hate that song.
Oh man, I love it. I'll be doing it all the time. But I actually signed up for it and got accepted to it, and it's just sitting there. And I don't know what I want to do with it because, like, you can get on there and there's people who's making freaking bank just sitting there eating.
And this is OnlyFans and people make money. Okay, then. So I like food.
But I know the attention I would get, like, not trying to sound big headed, but like, I would get that kind of, like, they would want to see, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd had to talk like that. The girl I'm talking to right now, she probably ain't gonna approve of it. So yeah. But anyway, we've been talking longer than me and you and Doug did. Almost.
Yeah. Crazy.
What now? What now, Doug? Like, we go from talking about helping people to getting money on OnlyFans, son. Like, swear. Only me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, man, I had fun.
All righty. So I guess we'll wrap it up here. And then hopefully next time I'll have Big Daddy Pat on here.
Yep.
And then maybe next time it'll be you and Doug or something Don't know who's going to be next. But thanks for joining me today. And I hope you had a good time. And if you've listened all the way till now, I hope you've enjoyed what we talked about, and hope you tell your friends. I'll send you the link here, Mike.
Okay.
To this episode or whatever, and you can post on your Facebook or whatever or your TikTok, and you can tell people to come listen and whatnot.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, all righty, and I'll go ahead and end it. But just want to say thank you all for listening, and thanks for coming on, man.
All right, man. See you later.
All righty. Bye.
All right, bro.
Thank you all for tuning in for another fantastic episode of the America Fishy Podcast. Hope you all are doing good. And I will be doing another one here, and hopefully next time I'll have my buddy Big Pat on here. But anyway, hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you're enjoying this podcast so far. And look forward to talking to y'all again. America, fish yeah.